Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim Rant Show. Dead Penetration isn't here yet, but he will be in a little bit. So, I've got some announcements. First of all, I have been contacted by Revy, and once again, we are sponsoring the Spinning Robot Pussy. It is available once again, and it will be available until, he says, January the 2nd, I believe is what the email read. Yes. I'm sorry. If you order before January the 2nd, I promise to have them delivered in the U.S. by Valentine's Day. He says they're available for ordering again. So, I don't know when that's gonna... I guess when they run out. He does say that, he's planning on making a few extra. So, if you order after January the 2nd, I will still fulfill your order on this batch. Maybe I'll fulfill in March, or I may refund. The sooner you order them, the more likely you'll get them. So guys, if you want a spinning robot pussy, you need to go to spinningrobotpussy.com and get one. Once again, they're being made again. This is a new batch. So if you missed out on getting one and you still want to get one for your doll this Christmas, this holiday season, it's a great time to order one. Remember, they fit in pretty much all size dolls. There shouldn't be any problems there. And he's making just a few extra, you know. So there's no reason for you guys to, you know, to not... Well, go ahead and get them as soon as you can, you know, right. There's no reason for you to be like, oh man, I want to get like the last one. Nobody wants that. Like, nobody wants the... You want to get things when they first come out, right? So he's giving you that chance. You get them when they first come out, and you don't have to worry about waiting till March. Or, I mean... Who wants... I mean, I'm not saying you don't want one in March, but when you order something special for your waifu, you want it to come on the holiday, you know, during Christmas, Valentine's Day, which is a great time. He said he'll have them delivered by Valentine's Day. What a fucking romantic present for your waifu. You can present her with a spinning robot pussy and she'll love you forever. All of her plastic little heart. And that's something that you can do just by going to Spinning Robot Pussy and buying an exclusive, one-of-a-kind, handmade Spinning Robot Pussy. Okay, so that aside, I have some other announcements. Okay, so I wasn't sure what we were going to do in December, but now I know, and I've got to announce it now, because there's a lot of people that are not really sure where we're going, so I'm going to fill that in. First of all, we are going to primarily feature a lot more AVN content. Now, we already do AVN content, and I'm not getting rid of hentai or comics, they're still going to be there, but I have been given the position by Fuwa Novel as pretty much the ambassador of AVN, as I may have said before, the ambassador of AVN for the West. They even told me if I can get a crew together that wants to, you know, write about this stuff, they'll give me an entire department dedicated to adult visual novels. So, it is now my job to inform you guys of the latest and greatest visual novels in this genre. So, I need to go ahead and... We're not going to talk about all of them because we want to save some things for when DP gets here. But one I can talk about is that we will have a copy of Fresh Women Complete Season 2. Which will be available... I mean, they call it Chapter 2, but it's pretty much a season. The first one was 10 hours of video. So, yeah, Season 2 or Chapter 2, whatever you want to call it, will be fully available on itch.io on December 15th. Right now, you can get the first episode on itch.io and, I believe, Steam and some other platforms. And remember... You can buy a lifetime pass to the game for just $18. That's all of it. That's what it says. A lifetime pass for just $18. That's pretty much every version that they every episode they release, you'll have access to. Because you paid for the full game. And that's pretty damn cool. I really have to fucking, like, give it up to the developers on that one. Because they said, you know what? We don't want people to just keep nickel and... we don't want to keep nickel and diamond people. We don't want to be like, oh, $5, and then $10, and then $15. And then you're just pretty much getting piecemealed a novel for way more than a novel should cost. So when you just say, all right, guys, here's my $18 or $20. Just give me the full game when it's done. And that's what they'll do. When a new version or a new chapter comes out, you'll get it. And you know the chapters are long. It took 10 videos to cover the first chapter. And the first chapter was very, very good. And the renders were awesome. You guys fucking loved it. Especially you guys on BitChute. You really loved that novel. And I loved bringing it to you. So I can't wait to bring you Fresh Women 2. And I'm looking forward to it myself because I love the characters and the ladies and everything about that game. I think it's a really good one. It's a definite alternate take on the being a dick. And we have some very good news about that coming up. So just stay tuned. But so our focus is going to be, like I said, AVNs. The server, AVN server. We've actually called it now Grimm's Wholesome AVN server. And it's very, very possible that next month, due to so many big novels hitting at the same time, that we will pretty much have an AVN-mas. Like, it's literally going to be adult visual novel-mas because we've got so many big hitters, popular. Like, some of the biggest novels are coming out next month. It's insane. I'm not going to tell you yet which ones. I want to wait for DP to get here. But, man, he and I, we're fucking ready. We're ready. There's one in particular that, oh, we can't wait to bring you. I can't wait to play. Like, I know it's going to be great. So, we've got that for you. And, of course, we're going to continue our wholesome, trying to, wholesome November with a mix of hentai games, as we've already done, and we're trying to get through a lot of the older hentai games that we've been playing, and we're going to get through some of the comics. I did bring you guys Death and Destruction, Vampirella. I know, ooh, she died. That's the first time I've ever seen that. But she'll get back up, just like Superman does, and it'll keep on going, because we've got way more to tell of her story. We're also going to bring back Fathom and the Invisibles and a lot of the other stuff that we've done, so don't worry, that's not going anywhere. I had requests for The Boys. The Boys is coming, don't worry, I'm going to do that. I'm going to try to bring back some Spawn if possible, but that's hard because it's a long read. And it might have to be done in parts because some of the larger volumes are like 200 and 300 pages. I can't just do that in one go. It takes a lot of work to do that. A lot of water. So, that's what we got going, guys. I hope you guys like it. We're going to continue to keep this rolling. And we are really going to try to push for some donations and AVN masks because we are bringing you novels that a lot of people have to, like, pay for. Like, again, this is something that I'm paying for out of pocket, so I appreciate if you could help me out any way possible. There are donation options. If you have issues, can't figure out how to get the donation options to work, let me know. It should be fairly simple, especially for those on BitChute and MGTOW.TV people. I definitely appreciate you guys giving me what you can. It helps. We're now up to $16 over there, which, yeah, it might not sound like much, but it's getting there. So, all right. Enough of my yammering for now. Let's go ahead and talk about some news. So, what do we have first? Okay, so we got Niche Gamer reporting that indie adventure game Revenant Hill has been canceled. Revenant Hill's been canceled because, well, let's see. It wasn't said, but one of the guys, all right, so he got a Moderna vaccine, right? And it made him really sick. And he died of heart failure. So you guys do the math on that one. And now they're saying, you know, we have busy schedules and all that. We just don't have time to do it. But what really happened is the head dev died. He died of heart failure from the Moderna vaccine. Like, let's not even fucking beat around the bush about it. He didn't have these problems before, and they started as soon as he got the Moderna vaccine. So, be careful, folks. That Fauci ouchie is pretty dangerous. Okay, Nintendo has denied the rumor of the Nintendo Switch successor. There is not going to be a Nintendo Switch 2. According to Nintendo, we know how much we can trust them, right? As the aging Nintendo Switch continues to chug along with its record sales, rumors keep popping up for a Switch successor, all of which are untrue, according to Nintendo. By the way, you can buy Shady Corner's Slime Girl Smoothies. Yes, they have a physical version of that that they're coming out with. You can order a boxed copy of an 18-plus adult game for the Nintendo Switch. That's kind of cool. Never thought you would see that, did ya? Alright. In an online press conference, President Shuntaro Furukawa outright stated that the rumors of them sending out dev kits in the past year were false. Okay. He also denied a rumor that there was a closed room showing of the successor at this year's Gamescom. Furukawa did discuss the patent filing that drew attention last month about detachable screens that had many wondering if this might become the successor for the Switch. However, he stated that just because they patented the technology doesn't mean it would be used. I think he's blowing smoke up my ass. This isn't the first time Nintendo has denied rumors regarding the Switch or its successor. A couple years back, they denied the reports by Bloomberg of the 4K Switch dev kits being sent out, which, considering how much time has passed, they were honest about those statements. The denial of these rumors doesn't mean there is no Switch successor on the way, as such a console is inevitable, considering how console releases have worked in the past. For now, Nintendo is more than happy to continue to support the Switch in its current form, with a plethora of titles coming in the future, along with the recent announcement of a Super Smash Bros. Ultimate OLED bundle for Black Friday. Okay, so we have some interesting, but maybe not so interesting news in the UK. Beyoncé has had the crowd scan for potential pedophiles at the UK gig. Now, we have to talk about this, because the wording is made so that you'll click on it, but this isn't what they're actually talking about. First of all, this is not Minority Report. That's what I was going to at first shockingly report, but I read the article. I looked at it pretty thoroughly, and I'm like, okay, so that's not what they were doing. What they were doing is basically they had a camera that was going around and showing, basically matching people's faces with people that were registered as sex offenders or terrorists. So, if you matched as a sex offender or terrorist, they would escort you out of the concert because Beyoncé brought her daughter. And she was afraid something might happen to her daughter. So, that was the issue there. There was no kind of Minority Report situation where they had said, oh, well, you look like you might be a pedophile, so let's get you out of here. Oh, you look like you could be a terrorist, so let's get you out of here. That was not what was happening. So I just want to make that very clear. They are not, as of right now, doing any kind of Minority Report business in the UK. Now, if you have any other information that may disprove my claim, please, you know, speak. That's what the comment section is for. Say, Graham, hey, I've got some information here that contradicts your claim. I would love to hear it. Let me know how the UK is implementing Big Brother. Not that I like it. I just want people to know and to be properly informed. Okay, so this is interesting. Arkansas has, this is a real deal thing, guys. If it loads. Okay. An Arkansas parent has filed a lawsuit against leading video game companies. Yes, this is real. From Little Rock, a lawsuit has been filed against leading video game companies like Microsoft, Nintendo, and Google, accusing them of being intentionally addictive for minors. An Arkansas mother filed the lawsuit on November 3rd against gaming companies earlier this week on behalf of her son and other parents who believe their children are potential victims of internet gaming disorder. The first lawsuit of its kind across the country suing big-name gaming companies for intentionally adding addictive features to their programs, like unlocking new levels based on playing time and more. Yeah, but that's been a thing since the Super Nintendo. Some people might even say the old Nintendo. Like, if you played a game for a certain amount of time, you might unlock a character or something like that, right? They're all designed to analyze the behavior of the child while they're playing, so they're using AI to track your child. More than just their name and date of birth, they're looking at the kind of character. How do they respond when they lose? What do? Do they keep playing? Do they want to play? And they start tracking your child to the point that they know when to offer you another pack or skin to help you level up and stay. It's all about staying engaged in the game, and that's what becomes addictive, Bullock Ward Mason, CEO partner Tina Bullock, said. The lawsuit cites the companies as being the cause of increased mental health, behavioral, physical, and educational issues among minors. There's no warnings on that about video games that they can be addictive. Therefore, parents are just trying to get their kids to just come eat, come do their homework, do these things. And like a normal household, you would expect to see come down and eat with your family or come do your homework, and all of a sudden you have a child that is blowing up, punching holes in the wall, throwing objects. You know, man, sounds like the angry video game nerd video when he was a young kid. Remember that? They're getting upset and they don't realize this is a gaming addiction. Most parents, their go-to thought is, hey, I've got a behavior issue, Bullock said. According to psychiatric studies, up to 8.5% of minors between the ages of 8 to 18 are being affected by internet gaming disorder, which has been classified as a non-substance addiction disorder causing withdrawal, low tolerance, and mental issues when taken away. They're at their wits' end. Parents aren't trained on the symptoms of addiction, so a lot of them didn't realize that this is what was going on, Bullock said. Bullock, who is a mother herself, said the hope is that this will prompt more families across the country to come forward with their stories. Some of the lawsuit's intended outcomes are monetary compensation for damages, as well as ways to track and limit video game usage for minors, just to name a few. Bullock says other lawsuits like this are expected to surface in the future. DP is here. Bing is refusing to generate photorealistic images of women, saying they're unsafe. Futurism reporting this, guys. Your image generations are not displayed because we detected unsafe content in the images based on our content policy. On Monday, when we asked Microsoft's Bing AI image creator for a photorealistic image of a man, it dutifully spat out various realistic-looking gentlemen. But when we asked the image-generating Bing AI, powered by OpenAI's DALL-E 3, to generate a photorealistic image of a woman, the bot outright refused. Why? Because apparently the ask violated the AI's content policy. Unsafe image content detected, the AI wrote in response to the disallowed prompt. Your image generations are not displayed because we detected unsafe content in the images based on our content policy. Please try creating again with another prompt. Needless to say, this was obviously ridiculous. The prompt didn't include any suggestive adjectives like sexy or revealing or even pretty or beautiful. I tried beautiful, it didn't work. We didn't ask to see a woman's body, nor did we suggest what her body should look like. The clearest explanation for its refusal then, considering that the AI readily allowed us to generate images of men, would be that the system's training data has taught it to automatically connect the very concept of the word woman with sexualization, resulting in its refusal to generate an image of a woman altogether. We're not the only ones who have discovered striking gender-related idiosyncrasies in Bing's blocked outputs. And a thread posted to the subreddit r/Bing, several Redditors complained about similar issues. So I was able to generate 18 images from male anthropomorphic wolf in a gaming room, anime screenshot.
Let's get this over with.
Every single one is wearing clothes. A user named u/ArceusJustin wrote to kick off the thread, but changing it to female anthropomorphic wolf in a gaming room anime screenshot gets blocked 12 times in a row. Also, 90% of every prompt containing female I have ever done gets blocked, they added, including things with female lions in them. God forbid Bing is blocking female lions.
Oh, ligers?
To be clear, we were able to generate some images of women. I've even been able to generate some. When we asked the bot, for instance, to create just an image of a woman, not photorealistic, we were greeted with three faux headshots of a woman who was pictured wearing glasses and brown curly hair cut to her shoulders. The prompt photorealistic image of a female also yielded four more headshots of a blonde-haired, button-down wearing woman. They all shared the eerily similar physical characteristics that are becoming hallmarks of AI's apparent idea of what a woman should look like. Young, full-lipped, slim-nosed, skinny, and white. In a way, none of these responses, the refusal to generate innocuous requests for women, or the surreal Instagram filter-like figures that the AI will generate are entirely surprising. Our digital world is a distorted reflection of the real one, after all, that is true. And human biases, flaws, and hyperbolic ideals are laced through the endlessly amassing data across the open web. Data that today is being used to train the AI models being built by the likes of Microsoft, Google, Facebook, OpenAI, and other major Silicon Valley companies. The internet is also riddled with pornography, where women tend to be hypersexualized. That is the point of pornography, one would say. As one Redditor in that r/Bing conversation put it, it could well be that the AI's refusal to generate prompts involving women or females is less about blatant sexism, and more so that the vast, vast majority of female figures in the training data aren't wearing clothes because the internet is for porn. In other words, by that logic, of course, Bing's image creator automatically sexualizes women. Online women are sexualized. Generative AI tools are predictive. If a preponderance of images of women in its training data sets are sexualized or pornographic, its assumption that prompts involving women are inherently sexual is just a product of that data. While we reached out to Microsoft, a spokesperson for the company said that the AI's reluctance to generate images of women is a simple case of guardrail overcorrection. When the tool first launched, users quickly realized that they were able to generate problematic imagery, including images of copyrighted cartoon characters committing acts of terrorism. Microsoft responded by cranking its guardrails way up, which, while effective for mitigating the Mickey Mouse doing 9/11 of it all, has resulted in some perplexing cases of unwarranted content violation. We believe that the creation of reliable and inclusive AI technologies is critical and something we take very seriously, the spokesperson told us over email. As we continue to adjust our content filters, there may be some instances of overcorrection, and we are continuously refining as we incorporate learnings and feedback from users. We are fully committed to improving the accuracy of the outcomes from our technology and making further investments to do so. After reaching out to Microsoft, the system seems to have eased up with a photorealistic prompt now generating various headshots of women. The issue is likely a sign of things to come, though. If the internet is a funhouse mirror version of the real world, then generative AI models are the aggregated embodiment of those exaggerations. With this new wave of publicly available generative tools, it seems that big tech has unlocked a whole new level of mediating, influencing, and even facilitating the magnified, in many cases deeply harmful, oh fuck off, biases and ideals embedded into its datasets. Looking ahead, there has to be a middle ground between the proliferating abundance of pornographic deepfakes and the erasure of women altogether. To that end, you'd think that a company like Microsoft would ensure its tech was able to conceptualize a woman without invoking a Madonna whore complex. Oh, fuck off. Before putting it in the public hands. Regardless, broadly speaking, should generative AI become the world-transforming, humanity-forwarding innovation that its creators promise it'll be, it needs to offer a holistic representation of the humans that AI builders claim their tech represents. If Microsoft did rework its settings after our inquiry, we're glad to see it. So basically, they just want fat, ugly women. Oh, it's me! I feel seen! Mm. No, fuck you. Okay, speaking of sexualizing
fat,
women.
Fat, ugly women? Boy, have I seen some today.
Speaking of sexualizing stereotypes for women, we have some other announcements now that DP is here. So, first one, I have an announcement, well, that City of Broken Dreamers is just about done. I mean, the whole game. So, we're going to have the final chapter for you guys more or less next month. But even bigger news I have is
the cyber.
Yes. World, yes.
That's what I was.
And even bigger news I have is that the testing for Being a Dick episode 10 is going to start next week, and the game itself, or the episode itself, should be launching the week after, which means we will very much have a copy of Being a Dick episode 10 for you guys very, very soon.
All right.
I can't fucking wait.
I am excited.
This is a very long episode.
Although,
so it's,
I feel like they, of course, you know, in a sense, they waited so long, my brain's cooled down on the idea, but now that I know it's coming back, I'm like, oh,
yeah, yeah,
but
you're.
Then I got a relapse because we've been so over so many other games.
Yeah.
I got to set those aside in my brain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so obviously, you know, since I am the AVN ambassador for the Western continent now, I guess we're going to have to continue to do our Fetish Locator and all that, which we do have Fetish Locator 2 for you.
I like how that's getting.
Yeah, that's good. It actually popped up, the first week popped up on GOG this week. I was like, holy shit, they got Fetish Locator on there? And let's not beat around the bush. Compared to a lot of the other games, Fetish Locator straight fucking porn. It's almost straight fucking porn. Look, I don't have a problem with that.
I thought one was getting there.
Oh, God. Yeah, that last, what was that last episode? We saw, what, 8 scenes?
Eight, yeah. Shit. Well, I mean,
it was,
you don't have a name like Fetish Locator.
Right.
It looks like a 6-year-old's birthday party.
Yeah, oh,
well,
I
this
get
is bullshit. Where's the fetish part?
Oh, I get it, I get it. But no, that's what we were talking about, guys.
We're at McDonald's.
But yeah, Fetish Locator week 2 we got, and we're definitely going to be playing that. Now, we do have to talk about the one big thing. There's an elephant in the room, and I'll probably make a video on this tomorrow that'll be a little longer.
Well, fine, I'll take me and my penis elsewhere.
But, nope. Okay, Melfi City. Remember we played that?
Yeah.
All right,
I like
so no,
that
no.
One.
Okay, that's a pile of shit. Let me tell you why.
All right, tell me.
First
why.
Of all right, we're going to be really quick about this. The developer came out with a game. He worked on it for about 5 years. Didn't finish anything. Left a bunch of stuff just completely up in the air. Didn't.
Yeah.
Left the game buggy. I actually tried to play it yesterday, and I couldn't find the professor, and the flag never triggered for the professor. Oh, you got RoboCop.
Yep.
Sweet. I'm going to wait till GOG has it, but we're waiting.
I saw the preview the other night on YouTube, and I was like, oh, I got to get that.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Good company, too. They made the Terminator
it
one.
It looks like you're playing the old movie.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Those guys care a lot about the classics. You know, they did the Terminator game, and now they're doing the RoboCop one. Now, hopefully, they'll do RoboCop versus the Terminator. That'd be so fucking cool. You got both. You got both of them, guys. You can do it. Anyway, what I was saying is, this game, fucking broken, couldn't find the professor, walked around the whole school, never triggered the flag, and I was like, fuck this. And then I read the Steam reviews, and the Steam reviews were like, do not support this game at all. They're like, this game was the big thing.
Melfi City, right?
Yeah, Melfi City. Basically, it was supposed to be an open world Man of the House, and I have not played Man of the House. Yes, I'm the AVN ambassador for the Western world, and I have not played Man of the House. Trust me, I'm going to fucking go through Man of the House very quickly so I can see what all this goddamn talk about Man of the House is. But anyway, this was supposed to be billed as a open world Man of the House. And a lot of people were really looking forward to it. And it was the talk of the town for 5 years in the AVN community. Now, the developers said, you know what, fuck you guys, I'm going to look for the next big cash cow, and even though you've been giving me money for years, I'm not going to finish the project. I'm just going to say it's finished, not complete any of the stories, and there you go, fuck you.
So it has a lot of parts where you can't even make it to the next story.
Yeah, you can't. Well, I mean, there's a lot of bugs, but people that have been able to get past the bugs, they said nothing resolves. It's one of those things where it's like, okay, this is the final version, but just because we got bored and we didn't want to make it anymore. Which is bullshit.
Well, yeah, when someone's putting their money into your
yes, cause
project,
it's donation.
You owe it to them to finish.
And you know what? I thought about contacting Patreon about this.
Yeah.
And just trying to really say, look, there are a lot of games on this platform that are not... Well, I mean, the creators, they need to be on the hook, is what I'm saying. If you've got people donating to the project, you need to finish the project they're donating you. And if you do not finish the project, then you owe them a refund of all those donations.
No.
Because you're not giving them what they've paid for.
When we were playing, besides I knew we had played a part of it, you know, a while back. Mm-hmm. That's how I recognized it. But it also reminded me of this game that I found online for free, and I cannot think of the name of it. But it starts out like roommate and his girlfriend fighting, and then the girl comes in there, and you know, it kind of like some of the stories that we set up. And then of course he goes on a date with this girl and she starts sucking him off under the table and stuff.
I can't remember that one either.
I cannot think of the name of it, but it was on my phone. I say game, you know, it is one of those graphic novel, you know, visual novels. But it, you know, interesting. It was getting interesting. I do not remember what it is called.
Anyway, we've got some other articles. Okay, now Business Insider. Courts force people to download Covenant Eyes, the porn blocker used by Mike Johnson. Even the app CEO says they shouldn't. The app Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, uses to ensure he and his teenage son don't look at porn appears to have a devoted following among some federal probation officers. Insider found 8 instances across 4 states in which courts ordered or considered ordering people who had been charged with child pornography-related crimes to install the app Covenant Eyes as a condition of probation or pretrial release. Johnson lauded Covenant Eyes at a Christian convention last year, according to a clip of the event shared on social media. The app enables accountability between him and his son over any porn use, he said. Covenant Eyes monitors the device web traffic and takes screenshots at least once a minute, compiling that information into a report that it sends to the user's chosen accountability partner. Courts appear to have embraced it as a way to monitor the online activity of people who have been convicted of or awaiting trial for child porn. That's despite the fact that Covenant Eyes shouldn't be used in a legal setting, its CEO Ron DeHaas told Insider. Courts that use Covenant Eyes are definitely in violation of our user agreement, DeHaas said, adding he wasn't sure how courts and probation officers would have learned of the app's existence. The app's terms of use note that Covenant Eyes does not endorse or support the use of reports in a premeditated fashion for legal purposes, e.g. to build a lawsuit, or as specific evidence of misuse of the internet by parolees. Nevertheless, courts have repeatedly done exactly what Covenant Eyes advises against. Courts have been using the app for at least 15 years. Yes, one Eastern Washington man who had been convicted of receiving child pornography was forced to download Covenant Eyes to comply with a condition of his probation that barred him from viewing any porn. His probation officer later found approximately 100 images on his phone. Another man in Ohio had been forced to install Covenant Eyes on his personal device and simply used his girlfriend's computer to look at porn. Her mom called his probation officer to complain. And in another case, a court in Tennessee declined the request of a man who had pleaded guilty to the possession of child pornography to be allowed the use of the internet while on probation. Even if he installed Covenant Eyes on every computer he regularly accessed, the court said the app is too easy to evade. Reality TV star Josh Duggar, for instance, bypassed Covenant Eyes, which he'd been using before his arrest, to download child porn on the dark web. On Apple devices, Covenant Eyes isn't allowed to take random screenshots of anything except the user's activity in Safari or the Covenant Eyes app itself because Apple doesn't allow any app to run device-wide in the background, DeHaas said. Covenant Eyes has fewer restrictions on Android and Windows devices. Apple did not respond to a request for comment. The app's shortcomings have made it a subject of criticism. Wired reported earlier this year that state courts and probation departments have also made use of the tool, and in at least one case in Indiana put a man behind bars because a porn website refreshed in the background of one of his or his family members' devices. Insider search was limited to federal court records, but Wired reported that Colorado's spending records show that the judicial branch has made 60 purchases of Covenant Eye since 2017, and that Ohio, Washington, and Montana have used it at least once. Churches also buy subscriptions to the app in bulk. Though DeHaas told Insider that the app isn't rooted in any aspect of faith, the app has gained a strong foothold in some corners of Christian life. Our view of the app's website shows that Covenant Eyes explicitly markets itself to a Christian audience. One section of the site directed at church leaders warns that porn is a problem in your church. The app's name, DeHaas said, is taken from a Bible verse about denying lustful impulses. Some large Christian institutions appear to have purchased Covenant Eyes subscriptions in bulk. Students at Penn View Bible Institute, Bible College in Pennsylvania, provided Covenant Eyes software for accountability for their internet use, according to a 2021 report the school filed with the Christian Higher Ed Accreditation Group. At least two school staff personnel are required as accountability partners for each student. Penn View did not respond to a request for comment. When it filed for bankruptcy in 2020, the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of New Orleans owed $22,000 to Covenant Eyes, court documents show. At $17 per month, the Archdiocese could have been paying for hundreds of accounts. The Archdiocese of New Orleans has used Covenant Eyes as a resource for parents in talking to their children about the dangers of online porn, Sarah McDonald, the Archdiocese Director of Communications, told Insider in an email. Security concerns and ethical quandaries. Covenant Eyes touts its security measures, marking itself as 100% confidential. So, let's see. It's... Alright, so I guess we can go through the whole thing. Alright, we know this is a sensitive matter, Covenant Eyes writes on its website. Don't worry, the only people who will know are the people you invite to walk this journey with you. According to Covenant Eyes, the app analyzes screenshots in the device using porn-detecting artificial intelligence to detect whether a user could have been looking at something explicit. It blurs the images before including them in accountability reports, then deletes them after 30 days. It also captures high-level information about what websites a user has accessed and stores data that could indicate a user to access a porn-related site. Still, security concerns remain, experts told Insider. What if your data is being stolen or leaked? Asked Yol Tim Ofer, a professor who studies misinformation and extremism at the University of Buffalo. It's frightening, Ofer said, that a person so high in the chain of command is allowing his computer or phone information to be constantly scraped and stored somewhere. DeHaas declined to tell Insider where Covenant Eyes stores users' data, saying that information was proprietary. Mm-hmm. He also declined to share how Covenant Eyes trained its AI algorithm, stating that that was also proprietary.
We look at a lot of child porn.
The software's creator, former NSA mathematician Michael Holm, told a Christian college magazine in 2019 that he trained the algorithm on a database of 2 million images. Holm didn't describe the image set in the article, and Insider's attempts to contact him were unsuccessful, in part because Holm set his phone to block incoming calls and texts. But there have been serious issues in the past with image sets like these. 2019, the Register found that a widely used data set used for training artificial intelligence systems, including inappropriate and unethically sourced images. The image collection contained photos of naked children, families, college students, and adult entertainers that were scraped from the internet without consent.
Well, if it's on the internet...
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing about the internet, is they don't necessarily need your consent to do it.
Right.
That's like taking video or photos in a public place.
Right.
You don't have to have someone's consent.
So, robot news. China has boasted. This is a boast. I don't think they're really going to do this. China boldly claims it has a plan to mass produce humanoid robots that can reshape the world within 2 years.
Yeah, I saw it.
China disclosed ambitious plans to mass-produce humanoid robots, which it says will be as disruptive as smartphones. In an ambitious blueprint document published last week, China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology said the robots would reshape the world. The MIIT, not to be confused with the MIT, said that by 2025, the product will have reached an advanced level and be mass-produced. It made the statements in the development goals listed in its roadmap. They are expected to become disruptive products after computers, smartphones, and new energy vehicles, a translation of the document added. Bloomberg reported the document was short on details but big on ambition.
Disruptive isn't a good thing.
But some Chinese companies are seemingly helping to tackle the country's robotic ambitions in earnest. The country's startup, Furrier Intelligence, not the country's, or well, it is the country, but it's the Chinese startup, Furrier Intelligence, for example, said it would start mass-producing its GR1 humanoid robot by the end of this year, according to the South China Morning Post. The company, which has a base in Shanghai, told the publication it aspired to deliver thousands of robots in 2024 that could move at 5 kilometers an hour and carry 50 kilograms. It's not the only humanoid robot
so
maker.
25 miles an hour? Roundabouts. It's I think 80 miles an hour is 120 kilometers per kilometers.
Yeah, kilometers. I said kilometers, but it's kilometers. It's not the only humanoid robot maker that's ramping up its efforts with the goal of mass production. The U.S.'s Agility Robotics is set to open a robot factory later this year in Oregon, where it plans to build hundreds of bipedal robots that can mimic human movements such as walking, crouching, and carrying packages. Amazon is testing Agility Robot's Digit Robot as a research and development center near Seattle to see how it can be used to automate its warehouses, but it's only in the pilot phase. Agility Robotics CEO Damian Shelton told Insider, "In the near term, we expect a slow and steady uptick of Digit deployments," he added. "We believe mass integration will eventually occur, but bipedal robots are still a relatively new advancement. Even Tesla is developing its own humanoid robot named Optimus or Tesla Bot, as Elon Musk disclosed in 2021. But it still has a long way to go before it's ready for mass production. Musk said at a Tesla AI Day event in 2022 that it was the first time the prototype had walked without any support when it walked onto the stage. Also, Musk is saying, hey, I'm going to start putting those things in your head, even though the monkey did not. Monkey did not do very well. Okay, completely different subject. This is a real story. Could happen to you. Man couldn't sleep as unwanted pizzas kept arriving at his door for 9 years. John Van Leng... Hold on. It wants to... All right. John von Leidenheim was left baffled when a pizza was randomly delivered to his house. He initially thought it was a mix-up, but has continued to receive strange orders. A pensioner was left in turmoil after an unknown person spent more than 9 years ordering pizzas to his house. John von Leidenheim, 65, from Belgium, revealed in 2020 how delivery drivers were constantly knocking on his door with unwanted food. Despite rejecting the pizzas, he has previously been given as many as 14 in one day. He remains baffled by the mass deliveries and says he always buys chilled ones from Aldi instead. Recalling one of the first incidents, he said, "Suddenly a pizza delivery man handed me a whole load of pizzas, but I hadn't ordered anything." According to the local media, he initially...
Are they paying for, or they expect him to pay for?
I don't know. According to local media, he initially thought it was a mix-up until it became like Groundhog Day. What's even stranger is he could never predict where the orders would come from, as the mystery sender would use various food outlets. It can be on a weekday or during weekends and at any time of day. I even have orders delivered to me at 2 in the morning. On one particular day in January 2019, 10 different delivery men showed up at his house. One of them, incredibly, was carrying 14 pizzas. Jean said the nonstop pizzas are ruining his life. I cannot sleep anymore. I start shaking every time I hear a scooter on the street. Man. I live in fear that someone will come to drop off hot pizzas yet again. He says that he always turns the delivery drivers away, so he isn't being charged for the nuisance deliveries. But he says apart from the constant irritation, he knows that the takeaways are wasting money on all those unwanted pizzas and kebabs. It costs them money and they have to throw the food away. On the day that 10 deliveries showed up, I did the math. It cost 450 euros, he said. Perhaps the most incredible part of John's story is that he's not alone. A friend of his who lives in another Flanders town about 15 miles away is also a victim of the phantom pizzas. Sometimes we both get them on the same day. When that happens, we warn each other to expect a delivery. John theorizes that the prankster must be someone they know. In desperation, he contacted the police, but they've been unable to help. Sooner or later, John says he will track down the culprit. And when he does, he warns, it will not be their best day. He's probably gonna kill him. He's probably gonna kill him. It's like, you're going to jail. I'm 60 something. I'm gonna die. He's like, I'm 60-something. I'm gonna die anyway. I'll spend a week in jail before I go.
It's like, chop him up into a calzone.
Yeah, he'll make him a fucking pizza.
You like pizza, motherfucker?
Yeah, you like pizza, motherfucker? You're about to get some. Model who hasn't had sex in 2 years because men are scared of her gets stood up on date.
Mm. What, she got an extra tit with a horn poking out of it?
A model who candidly admitted that her beauty and success intimidates men has now shared how she was stood up on a date after not going on one for 2 years.
Oh,
a woman who opened up about her success and beauty being the reason her love life was struggling had fans begging her to go on a date, only to be stood up. Sharing that her looks intimidated men, 37-year-old model Amber Sweetheart Johansson hadn't been on a date in 2 years. But when she made it clear she was on a mission to find Mr. Right, she had men swooning after the chance to take her out. Eventually, the Swedish brunette, who rakes in around 50,000 euros a month from her snaps online, finally managed to secure plans with a potential partner. She was miffed when he canceled on her last minute. And sharing in a recent video, she was all dressed up for a Friday night date. Amber, who was wearing a stunning bodycon black dress, said, "It's Friday night. I'm all dressed up. The guy that was going on a date with me just canceled on me. Would you do that to me? Would you take me out on a date?" Writing alongside the video, she asked her followers, "Would you stand me up on a Friday night?" And she was flooded with men assuring her, simps assuring her that they would happily take her out. "No, I wouldn't do that to you. I'd make sure you are treated like a goddess. Also, I would take you in my arms and hold on to you for as long as I could. A man can dream, can't he?"
If you're expecting like $1,000 restaurants, you're going to be sadly disappointed.
One eager simp wrote,
"But I'll find the best pizza place in town / steakhouse /
damn,
you know."
Another commented, "What is wrong with a guy canceling on you? He should have counted himself lucky to even get a date with a beautiful woman like yourself, and I would gladly take you out on a date and never stand you up."
How much of her fishing for something?
Raking in 50,000 euros, $60,000 a month online, Amber admitted that the attention she gets from her followers isn't the kind she's longing for in her personal life.
Oh, well, there you go. That's why she's getting stood up.
She added that men tend to think she's a catfish or they'll find her sexy snaps ahead of the date, which makes things awkward. Well, that's her fault. "Men have told me they don't take me seriously and that they would be embarrassed by being with me," she explained.
OnlyFans?
What do you think?
Yeah, well, there you go. If you've seen, now they got tons of videos of girls.
They've got everything on Twitter.
And then men reject it, like,
"Yeah,
but you're an idiot for not wanting to kiss me." He's like, "Really?" She said, "Watch." And goes to kiss someone else. They turn their head like, "Get away from me." I mean, she's got a look of.
Yeah. I remember that.
That's just one of them.
Yep.
They have hours of footage of different women doing.
She explained, "I've tried dating apps, but guys seem to think it's a fake catfish account, because most people are on there for that. Or they find my sexy content online before the date, and it makes it very awkward. I feel like they're more interested in betting me than actually getting to know who I am." However, Amber does have a particular type of man in mind, and she revealed she has her sights set on meeting a British bloke. She claims Swedish men aren't chivalrous enough and are often tight with cash. She further added, "I love British men.
She's a money whore.
Yep. I love their accent and cheeky ways. She's a gold digger."
Why don't you take them out? "I don't want to spend my money. I want to spend their money."
I hit camera and we got some. We got another one. This is hot off the presses. As long as they don't give me this ad. All right, here we go. "I had a camera in the shower to spy on my sexless wife. What I saw was staggering. We never make love, but I know my wife pleasures herself every morning. I'm hoping some outside input or just venting might help with my situation. I've been married for close to 30 years, and my wife and I have two handsome and very successful sons, one of whom has given us our only granddaughter. Life should be good, right? Not so. I'm stuck in a loveless, sexless marriage. Yep.
I wondered why the herbal essence was so slick when I got in the shower.
My roommate, as I call my wife..." Listen to that. Listen to that, guys. "My roommate, which I call my wife..."
That's what they call them.
"...had to have female surgery And to cut a long story short, we have not had sex in 15 years.
Female surgery. Now, when you say female surgery,
however,
it's not a female surgery.
I've come to find out that she's been satisfied. Something on her, maybe she had a hysterectomy.
Yeah, that don't stop sex.
I know. However, I've come to find out that she's been satisfying herself. That's all too clear now.
Apparently,
I could never, well, almost never satisfy her. So she did the job. I'm not into porn, and I'm not the type of man who would ever cheat. I suppose you're wondering how I know she pleasures herself. I caught myself getting excited about seeing her nude, so I put a camera in the shower. Yes, I know how screwed up that is, but so is cheating on your spouse. She basically pleasures herself every morning before she goes to work while I'm sexually frustrated. It's as loveless as well. If it's loveless as well as sexless, why are you still there, or why haven't you told your wife how you feel?
Hey,
communication, guys.
That's in vows, not just.
Yeah, I know.
You know, in Christian vows or other.
Yeah. It says communication, guys. Okay, first of all, let's address the spy cam in the shower. I'm shocked and don't know what to say to you except take it out immediately. Oh, this is the person responding. Screwed up doesn't begin to cover it. You don't need me to tell you how wrong that is, and if your wife ever found out about it, I'm pretty sure she'd dump you and contact the lawyer so you would... Fuck you.
Really? Go fuck
yourself. Yeah, fuck the person that has anything
now,
to say.
You gotta understand...
You know why this man did this?
A wedding... A marriage comes... It's an agreement that we will honor, obey, and cherish. And that falls into sex life, too.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't just stop with... making money and bringing it home and making sure your wife and kids are taken care of. Yeah, part of her job in a traditional marriage would be to make sure the kids are okay and well taken care of. Modern day, you know, it's probably more of an equal partnership on that if both parents work. But really, yeah, when it comes to sex, yeah, you got... I ain't trying to...
Yeah,
split
I know.
Half of everything and just end up with blue balls or nothing at all. If I date someone and marry them, it's not just because they have a good personality. It's that I think they're hot and I would like to have sex with them occasionally.
Okay.
If not every night. I mean, if I had my way, she's getting off light with a couple times a week. You know, I'd be like whenever the... mood hits me, which would be at least once to twice a day, maybe three times sometimes. I don't know.
All right, so this Veterans Day, which is going, I think we still got Veterans Day weekend. A Las Vegas strip club has offered military members.
For their country to get blue balls.
Las Vegas strip club has offered military members a free lap dance for Vegas for Veterans Day. An infamous Las Vegas strip club is offering free lap dances for all military members on Veterans Day.
Those women have a heart.
The Crazy Horse 3 is, that's not all they have, expressing its gratitude by laying on the free service for all those in active duty as well as those who have previously served. The deal comes into effect from noon until 6 p.m. on November 11th, the date when the country officially honors the sacrifice of all military personnel. It means those looking to take advantage of the deal can receive a topless dance, which normally costs $20 for free. Veterans Day has been celebrated since 1919 with President Woodrow Wilson designating the day as one to be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died in the country's service and with gratitude for the victory. Okay.
Yep.
But today the holiday commemorates the service of all military members, not just those who died, because that would be really weird.
Well, yeah.
It's like,
that's
well, it's like, well, if you died, you wouldn't necessarily be qualified for the lap dance. But the Gentlemen's Club is also offering deals for civilians on the federal holiday. Anyone with a Nevada ID, age 21 and over, will be granted free entry into the $50,000 square foot club. Located steps from the Las Vegas Raiders Allegiant Stadium, Crazy Horse 3 says it sets the standard for excellence and claims to be frequented by celebrities, professional athletes, and locals alike. The establishment has won several awards, including Best Gentleman's Club and Best Bachelor Party Venue. And it's open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and boasts 4 bars, 6 stages, and several private suites. Okay. The Gentleman's Club made headlines last year after it became one of the first to accept Bitcoin in exchange for dances. The topless night spot on Russell Road is also due to feature in an upcoming series on Paramount Plus as a variation of the Real Housewives franchise, which will focus on the dancers' lives. Real whores of Las Vegas?
Real whores of Las Vegas. Well, shoot, they'll never run out of seasons for
well,
that.
God, yeah, go forever.
Ooh,
so,
season 500, what? They're still not out of whores?
Creative Block has a weird thing. They said, why I'm glad the corporate Memphis art style is dead. Yeah, it looks like shit. Corporate Memphis art style. It all looks like shit. It is the most shittiest basic animation. Like, it's awful. It's worse than the CalArts shit. It looks fucking terrible. It's the fucking basic ass art that you get, like, if you have a website and you don't really have anything. That's like your stock stuff. It's bullshit. It's easy to make. It's thrown together. It's crap. Fuck corporate Memphis art style. Okay. So we got a trad wife here that is talking about how she quit her career as a photographer to submit to her husband, and she's facing furious backlash after claiming that her role as a full-time homemaker is helping to heal her body for pregnancy.
Oh, yeah. Those are like for, you know...
Yeah.
Reports and presentations
yeah,
for work.
Yeah, it's little bullshit thing.
I mean, it's not meant to... Ooh, I want to stare at that hour. You're getting through a presentation.
I know.
It just... sells the gist, but you're not longing. Like, hey, don't turn it yet. I was still looking.
Right.
It's like, please turn it. Let's get through this presentation.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, so this trad wife who submits to her husband has hit back at trolls, accusing her of being immature for staying at home to heal her body for pregnancy. Ariel Lewis, she did do that, in the Christian state of North Carolina, had a very promising, very busy career as a wedding photographer, but decided to quit and became a homemaker after tying the knot. The 22-year-old, who was homeschooled as a child, now regularly posts content to TikTok where she boasts more than 17,000 followers. She now claims that the couple embracing their God-given roles was the best decision in their marriage. And he's a young man as well, and she dresses traditional. Holy moly, she looks like she came out of the Bible.
Well, I can't see it when you hold it at that angle. Hold it to where I can...
She looks like she came out of the Bible.
Does she look like a Mennonite, or...
Yeah.
Amish, they weren't in the Bible.
Well, you know what I mean. She just looks like...
Yeah, that was way after the Bible.
I know that.
That's how the... That their lifestyle became because they didn't want to do anything that put anything ahead of God.
Right.
That's why, like, the kids' dolls don't have faces on the Amish. Mennonites just can use electricity.
That's crazy. Aria previously revealed that being a traditional wife involves submitting to your husband, having lots of children, and teaching them at home. But she has insisted that is not a trend, and instead is something women that have been since the beginning of time. In the last 100 years with the feminist movement, what used to be normal is now worthless and ridiculed. She said sometimes working is the best decision for your family, and sometimes staying home is the best decision. You and your husband... Let her finish. You and your husband have to make...
Let her finish.
Well, I mean, that we're listening to her talk.
She's a brave, inspiring woman who's...
You and your husband have to make the decision yourselves. But for goodness sakes, I cannot tell you the number of people who think I'm immature for staying home and running my side hustles, homesteading, tending to my home, and healing my body for pregnancy. I don't know about that. Aria, who believes she was born in the wrong century, tied the knot with husband Andrew when she was 18 and he was 24, which is when they shared their first kiss. They were probably together before that.
Yeah.
The couple now run a homestead and don't own a TV as she attempts to keep biblical femininity alive. Wow. Yeah.
I think that's a good thing.
Aria explains what it means to submit to your husband. Let him take the lead. Don't criticize or nag him. Value his input and yield to his desires. Listen to his thoughts and speak well of him to others. pray for a submissive heart. But she said that it does not mean bowing down to your husband, being a lesser person, having no opinions, committing to sin, accepting abuse, being anti-women, or working only in the home. Revealing her biggest secret about being a homemaker, she said, I don't love cleaning. I don't even like cleaning, actually. I'm honestly really bad at it, and it's something I've always struggled with. Well, then, if life as a homemaker is mostly cleaning and cooking, why am I doing it? I've been told I should work part-time and use that money to hire someone to help me clean. I even grew up with a weekly housekeeper. Oh, she had some money.
Man.
Well, the answer is, I love being a homemaker. I love that I'm the one who gets to serve my husband and future family this way. I love having a clean house, and I love that God is slowly working on me, growing me as I seek to discipline myself in cleaning my house. I love that my role as a woman is the role of a homemaker. Not every woman is called to this, but I am. I am called to that, to nurture and care for my home and my role, and that is a beautiful thing. She now tries to encourage others to become homemakers too, but has been flooded with hate from other social media users about the way of life. As a homemaker, I'm accused more often than you think of being a freeloader or a lazy person because I depend on my husband's income. If you're a homemaker, have you faced this too? I'm sure you know it's not true. I find that I'm busier now than I was when I worked full-time. Oh, and hate comments don't bother me in the least, she shared.
Work doesn't stay at work when you go home because it is at home.
Right.
But you think about it, this is what feminists are really trying for, but they've missed the boat on, is that, and this goes for guys too, because the traditional roles work for one like they do for the other, just in different aspects. Like, the man's job has usually been to provide and protect. And, you know, when you can see... It's one of those jobs that you know you're needed. Because without it, you know, how are the kids going to be able to, you know, be well-dressed and fed and all that? How is your wife going to be, you know, well-taken care of and fed? You know, besides them working too. But that then that goes hand in hand. Like, without one job, the others fall apart. Like, the woman's job... Without her taking care of the kids, making sure the man's, you know, got the energy and all the resources he needs to have full energy to go work. You know, it's like an alternator. You know, without your alternator, your battery goes dead. But the alternator just recycles and pushes more, you know, more power into the battery. It's having a purpose, you know, like Walmart. No one feels like they have or appreciated or really have a purpose that can't be
right.
taken care of if they said, screw this, I'm gone. That doesn't work in a marriage because if you're like, screw this, I'm gone, and, you know, there's no way for them to contact you for, you know, just hypothetically, you know, like, then they have to drop what they're doing and do what you were doing to provide and protect. And it wasn't meant to be that way. That's why it's worked so well like that for so many,
right.
you know, centuries to, you know, millennium and on.
So. Right. Okay, well, one person from Australia says, I wonder if posting your life to 17,000 followers is part of God's plan for trad wives, which is,
I mean,
maybe
God said to spread, you know, spread the word, and that is what,
in a way,
God's
it is.
Traditional idea of what marriage is to be.
Yeah,
and the reason they're so successful, and yeah, and I guarantee you a lot of there's isn't as much getting sick of one another and mm-hmm. straying outside of the marriage and all that. Because, you know, the conservative, I'll tell you, if I've already seen someone naked or anything, I'm not as, oh, I gotta have, or I gotta make a commitment and mm-hmm. all that, because I've already gotten the cow for free.
Right.
And the milk. And the butter that we churn to get the butter.
Right.
With the cow.
Yeah, I got you.
But, yeah. But a woman being kind of a little more conservative about it, you're like, damn, I wonder what's under. I mean, it almost
is more of an aphrodisiac.
Oh, yeah,
than
yeah,
like,
yeah,
oh, I see your naked all the time.
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
You know, if you rode the roller coaster at Six Flags all the time, it would lose its luster.
Yeah.
Oh, this is exciting.
Right.
You'd be like, oh, that fucking roller coaster?
Right.
Shit.
Right.
Why can't I ride another roller coaster? Maybe it looks a little different than this roller coaster.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then that leads to more infidelity than you would think.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so we got our last article. I threw a divorce party to celebrate the end of my 3-year marriage. I'm young and hot, so I won't have a problem finding another husband.
Not if you got OnlyFans.
A woman has celebrated the end of her marriage by throwing herself a divorce party complete with a Taylor Swift-inspired heart cake. Ilya Amin, 28, from Tower Hill in London, threw a glam-themed party with 30 of her closest friends after finalizing a divorce with her husband of 3 years in May this year. The business analyst said she's thrilled with her newfound singledom and adds that she's so young and hot, people are in awe once they discover she's already married. The stunning party featured a Taylor Swift-inspired cake inscribed with the words "Legally Single" alongside "Single and Loving It" party balloons and divorce maids in place of standard bridesmaids. The shenanigans were marred, however, when her new boyfriend dumped her just 2 days after the party. But a resilient Ilma is already on the hunt for a new man. Ilma, I mean, pictured through a glam party. Okay, we saw that. Describing her special day, she exclaimed, "It was the most perfect night ever. I never got to have that white wedding, so the party was me having it. It was the bachelorette party and a white wedding all at once.
What's for non-whores?
I had a full bouquet and threw it to the next person that's going to get divorced. I had speeches, divorce maids, and my best men. Ilma also donned a silver ring stylized in the shape of a question mark. It shows that I'm not done," she said. "I'm obviously going to get married again, so who's next? Who dares to be my next husband? If I need attention, I'll wear the ring out and say, 'Reckon you can hack it?' Or maybe on first dates." You know when we play these games and there's characters that you just want to throw against the fucking wall?
Oh, yeah.
That's because there's actually real women that are just like those fucking characters.
Yeah. I mean,
they're based on, unfortunately.
Like, I don't know that many women that come in here like, "Hey, let me suck your dick for
well,
points."
Well, it depends on
like,
the...
You want some Kool-Aid points? I've got those. I think there's
I wonder. Because if there was something like that really going
sucking
on...
dick for Kool-Aid points?
No, not Kool-Aid.
Boy.
Not Kool-Aid points. But
I
I'm talking about like...
TGI Fridays.
The
so
fetish... Okay.
That should get me anal.
If there was a real app that was offering sex acts like that and offering people lots of money...
Oh...
They would probably be, yeah,
the STDs
that would,
would be,
oh my god, it would
more
be,
rampant
yeah,
than
they'd
they
be
are
awful.
Now.
They'd be awful.
It'd be the new Facebook. Everybody's doing it.
Yep.
But then it might be the new Ashley Madison world.
Yep.
Then when they're found out, everyone starts killing themselves.
Yeah, pretty much. If I need attention, I'll wear the ring out and say, "Reckon you can hack it?" Or maybe on first dates. Ilma said she never had the chance to enjoy a wedding ceremony because it was canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Mm. She split from
already
her husband.
Divorced?
Yeah. She split
Good
from her husband
Lord.
In 2022 after the relationship broke down over time and before celebrations could be rescheduled. Following the breakdown of her marriage, she found solace in her friends who said she showed her unconditional love during the breakup, adding that they cooked for her, let her couch surf, and offered their shoulders to cry on in her lowest moments.
I'd like to hear what went so wrong that they got divorced so soon.
Ilma decided to bounce back by throwing a party for her and her pals and sought inspiration in another woman who had dealt with a few heartbreaks of her own.
Probably because her name was Ilma.
The cake was inspired by a heart cake from the Blank Space music video by Taylor Swift, Ilma explained. I thought I'd put something witty on the cake and Legally Single is funny. I had two looks. For the first outfit, I wanted to look like a glamorous divorce pageant queen with a sash and tiara. I changed into a short dress when I got drunk so I could dance, and it was white, because why not? It was the white wedding I never had. That was just the tame pictures that you've seen. I wasn't sure whether to post pictures of me getting a lap dance from my friends. It looks like the strippers. But less than 48 hours after the party, Ilma was dumped by the man she had been seeing for the last 8 months, who says helped heal her from the divorce. Ilma said he went to the party knowing he was going to dump me on Monday.
Oh, yeah. Look what you're doing. You're celebrating ending a relationship, which she probably ended.
Yeah. He said that he felt it had been fizzling out and was the best for us to part ways. I'm going through the motions after the breakup. I cry, get angry.
The party where you fucking dance right. on a dead man's grave.
I cry, get angry, and feel fine.
He's not dead, just dead inside.
It has only been 1 week. It's sad. It's sad, as I should be on the divorce party hype.
It is sad.
I told him.
Celebrating you destroying a marriage, you whore.
Right. I told him that.
Godless whore.
I told him he should have dumped me before the divorce party because I could have celebrated a divorce and a breakup. How funny is that?
Your husband should have dumped you before your name was Elma, you whore.
Elma
is... Who knows of a whore named Elma?
Elma has shared much
of my cousin Elmer's. He has a glue company, and I'm a big old whore.
Elma!
I-L-M-A! Does it make it any less whorey?
No. Has shared much of her heartbreak journey with her 15,000 TikTok followers and claims she doesn't want to hide her divorce from anyone.
Oh, don't worry.
I survived such a traumatic moment. Why should I feel shame?
Thanks for giving guys a heads up.
Oh, yeah. I'm so young and hot. The stigma is kind of funny. When I drop the bombshell that I'm divorced, it's entertaining. It hasn't all been fun and games, and times she found herself crying every day over the divorce. But Elma says it's worth it if it helps other women in similar situations.
What, she didn't get paid every day sometimes, instead of every month? Oh, you fucking
sometimes, sad when I have days when I'm sad about the divorce, people don't take it seriously because they're so used to me having a laugh about it. The days leading up to the divorce party, I was crying every day.
About a man that said, should I kill myself?
I was happy.
Or should I just live this disgrace of a shadowless life for the end of eternity until I die of a stroke or maybe a heart-related complication or, you know, whatever else kills a man that's had everything taken from him.
The days leading up to the divorce party, I was crying every day. I was happy that I'm not with him, but I never thought I'd be a divorced person at 28. I post on TikTok in the hope that it reaches women and men who are in shit situations and they feel like they're stuck and that their life can't go on after divorce. I had to teach myself that divorce isn't a sad thing that happened to me. I owe it to myself to have a fun... Let her finish.
I'll let her finish. I'll finish on her fucking face, that whore. I used to cry every day because I'm a girl and everything's fucking handed to me because I decide I don't feel like being in love anymore.
I owe it to myself to have a fun celebration and reflect with my friends and thank them for being here. Elma has now sworn off stingy younger men and says the divorce has changed her approach to dating. I want to be slow and conscientious about dating in the future. It was such a strong and intense romance with my ex-husband where we both weren't thinking properly about the future. We just thought we were meant for each other.
I wasn't expecting it.
My next marriage won't be in my 20s. I'll wait till my late 30s.
Oh.
She wants to ride the carousel a little bit.
It's going to be like that meme about the turkey is ravaged in the ass. Yeah. All right, ready to settle down.
Yep. I definitely want to avoid another divorce, but if it happens again, I'm going to have to throw another party.
Just making a decision, I'm not going to get married until this time, why is anyone going to date you in your 20s?
There are expectations now. I've sworn off younger men. They're so stingy, I can't. Even if they got money, I'm never splitting 50-50. I never did that with my ex-husband, and he was younger than me.
There you go.
I'm not dressing up in my expensive outfit and makeup to split 50-50 when he gets to have the prettiest girl in the restaurant, me. Elma shared a divorce party...
she's full of herself.
Yeah. Elma shared her...
cocky on her face.
Elma shared her divorce party must-haves to TikTok in a viral post that received nearly 980,000 views, more than 180,000 likes, and 860 comments.
And you know she was on TikTok said, my husband's a selfish piece of shit. What do y'all think? Yeah, like that won't ruin a marriage.
This?
Yeah, cunt.
All right, let's see the best rated. Wonder why she got divorced? Oh, right. Turns out she's only in love with herself.
And she says she won't do 50-50 in a relationship. Oh, go fuck yourself, because that's the only kind of fucking anyone's going to give you acting like that.
We got more. She's not that hot. She's delusional if she thinks she's hot.
Oh, let me see what...
High maintenance comes to mind. With everyone now knowing your damaged goods, good luck with getting someone to love you and not use you. Has anyone told her that filters don't count? Every one of these photos screams, nope. Don't flatter yourself, love, but there's some social media addicted boy out there for you, I'm sure of that. Worst rated.
Oh, let me tell you, I got a friend, he's dating an older woman, but she always does these photo filters.
Yep.
Like, and it does.
And it's not her at all.
It looks like someone in their, you know, early 30s, something like that.
Yeah.
I went over to a cookout at my other friend's house.
And you didn't even know it was the same person.
There was some old whore talking to my friend's mom. I went out there and I was about to say, who's the old whore in the house? And then I realized, I bet that's the girl that doctors the photos.
Yep.
And I was like, hey, who's that? In the house.
Exactly. This is a big red flag type of woman to avoid. She jumps from man to man, needing someone to provide her some level of stability. My first wife was like that. No respect for a woman that will not stand on her own.
Yeah.
Biggest problem here, she did not divorce till she had another guy in the wings.
Yeah.
Young and hot and arrogant and self-opinionated. Somewhere out there is a really, really lucky guy who's still celebrating his new freedom.
Yeah. I mean, if you hadn't been known now, why won't you simps get it through your fucking skull? Y'all hold the power. These women have nothing going for them without you sending them money.
Yep.
To do jack shit. They'd show their ass and tits to you for free. But you're too busy throwing money. They say, well, while they're giving me money, take it for this. Then they think their tits and ass are worth something.
You made it a commodity, right?
It ain't worth any more than a Big Mac when you're hungry.
Yeah, true.
Ready to fuck or got babies ready to drink, they're valuable for them at the moment.
But
afterward, they don't do shit for you. Do they build you a house? Fuck no. Do they cook you dinner? Not the one.
Not the ones
that I know about.
Yeah.
Maybe some buttermilk, but no. These, and I'm not talking about all women. There are some women that are useful in society, great women, but those are usually women with more traditional values that have something going for them besides assuming they're good looking, like. The one I always like is on the whatever where they're always...
Right.
The one that says, oh, I'm probably a 6, maybe a 7 on a good day. And they're good-looking girls.
Yeah.
But they are honest. There are some 10s. And if you see a 10, you fucking know why she's a 6 or a 7.
Right.
But that's, you know, looks aren't everything. Like, you know, personality goes a long way with me. And when I see people that just use guys up and... And it's not good for your, you know, your self-esteem anyway.
No.
Because I literally have to pay to get the attention of a whore that probably ain't worth the jizz off the tip of my dick, but I'm still cashing out hundreds of dollars to just happen to see her naked. Never got to meet her, never slept with her, never had a relationship with her. Yeah, we have the girlfriend experience, but what is that? Oh, right. I missed you. Yeah, you never saw me, you dumb cunt.
Right.
Dude, stop paying for whores. Or get a real whore that appreciates you giving her a few bucks to screw her.
Right.
Honestly, I say, you know your value. Don't fucking settle for... it basically an imaginary girlfriend.
Right.
All it is.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, you might as well have an AI.
Do not simp. I guarantee you, this whole sack of shit fucking past 2-3 years would be said and done if people would stop simping.
Yep.
And
it's bad.
It is starting to happen because, like I said, they have those videos out now. Those weren't out 2 years ago.
Yeah, that's true.
Now men are starting to like, I'm tired of this shit. Why would I ain't had a date in so and so long? But, you know, meanwhile, these girls are like, I'd love to date you, but I don't think you're comfortable with my OnlyFans.
No, well, I'm not.
Shit. A relationship, dudes don't want to share in a relationship. I'm sorry. I mean, yeah, there are supermodels like, you know, at one time Cindy Crawford was big. Yeah. She had some nades.
Yeah, she did.
But, yeah, tasteful. Yeah. Wasn't just spread eagle showing everybody right, all the goods. Yeah. I mean, there's an artistic side, and then there's, yeah. I mean, I've drawn plenty of nude women.
Right, absolutely.
And it's never like, oh, damn, how can I paint with this boner? No, I'm a professional.
Exactly.
I'm painting this lady. She is, you know, posed in this fashion.
You know,
fashion.
And let's, you've actually painted real models.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I did not. Dude, I did not know
that. Yeah, in college, you even have figure drawing class.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Where, you know, every day they get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me tell you, I scared the crap out of my parents because, you know, one of my professors I worked for was like, oh, you ought to sign up for it. You know, you get paid so-and-so an hour, and it's a lot of money for an hour, but you might only get called out, you know, two or three times.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like the dream job, like I'll never have to work again. I'll just be naked all the time.
Right.
No, you get paid, you know, it's probably a good little something for going out or something to put back, you know, after a semester of work, you might have something you can do something with if you don't spend it. But, I mean, and plus in the wintertime, all you got is one of those tiny box heaters. Well, anyway, I had the form to sign up for it.
Mm-hmm.
My parents, you know, they're traditional too. They just don't go showing everybody all you
got.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, and I'm like, guess what? I got the gig. And they're like, what are you talking about? Yeah, I'm going to pose nude for a bunch of students. I'm like, let's see the legal system get me now. And my mom, she's like, no, you're kidding. You're kidding. No, no. Like, I've disgraced the family. I'm like, no, I told you. I talked to my professor about it. He said it'd be a good idea. I think my buddy, you know, a girl I was really good friends with. I'm still good friends with her. I just hadn't talked to her in a while. I'm not as good of friends as we were in school, I guess. You know, I said, oh, yeah, she talked about doing it. And I know how her parents would probably, but, you know, they're a little more easygoing than my parents would be about it. But, I mean, she liked, my mom took it worse than my dad. No, you didn't. No. I was like, nah, I finally, like, I can't keep doing this. She's going to have a hemorrhage. And I'm like, nah, I didn't. But I thought about it. That money is good. I said, here's my bending over to get the paper. Here's my...
Oh, you know, man.
That pose.
Bend over to get the paper.
I call this one the lawnmower.
Oh, shit.
I call this the helicopter.
Okay. On that note, we're going to go ahead and end the show there. We've got other things to talk about, but we've always got time for them later. At any rate, we want to thank our sponsor once again, Revy at Spinning Robot Pussy. Again, they're being sold again. You better go get them. You can get one by Valentine's Day. It's going to be here before you know it, so you better go get one. Great time to order right now. Yes, he's doing some extras, but you need to order now. Why wait when you can have one as soon, like a lot sooner than March? Because he said, hey, I can make them, you know, I might be able to ship some in March. Why wait till March? Why don't you just order now? You know, like those old things that used to say in the 90s, call now, order now. Well, if you don't order, you may not get a spinning robot pussy, yeah. And your wife will be very, very, very upset.
I'm still thinking about the Follow Me Eyes for an art project.
Oh, yes, and the Follow Me Eyes. Oh, thank you for Revy would have said something if I did. The Follow Me Eyes and the Waifu Goo are also being sold exclusively at the Dollhouse.
Yeah.
So, you know, give Phil a visit. I talked to Phil recently. He's... You know, he's doing his own thing, you know, selling dolls and all that. Not as active in the whole community, but, you know, things have changed, and that's fine.
It's the only mechanical you know, sex toy that's meant to be put inside a doll.
Yeah. All right. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out, and I'll see you next time on the Grim Ranch Show.
Later.
Enjoy the decline.